This is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. Friday is the day we spend time on food and wine. So if you've been drinking sangria and beer all summer, our wine consultants Dorothy Gator and John Brescher say it's time to change up. We spoke earlier this week about what to drink when the weather gets cooler. Let's talk about transition wine. The white linens have been put away, unless you live in Miami or Phoenix or someplace where it's still 200 degrees, in which case maybe not. And the fall ads for winter coats are all over the place. Leaves are turning in many parts of the country. In short, the weather's changing. So is there a wine version, Dottie, of a sweater or a fall jacket?
There is. Just as you think of the temperature getting cooler, you should also think of wine transitions, the way you think of food going from lighter dishes to heavier dishes in the fall. So we like to start with a Chianti. Chianti at $15 and above is a different Chianti altogether than below $15. It's juicy, it's light, it goes with all kinds of food. You can have it with pasta, you know, heavier things.
John, a lot of people are still using their barbecues because it's still warm enough. Is there one kind of Chianti you're liking for grilled food and another for something else, I don't know, pasta?
If you're going to be grilling, what you want is something with some guts. And Chianti over $15 tends to have guts. It's exactly the sort of thing that could even go with barbecued ribs if you're having your last ribs of the summer. Just thinking about it makes me wistful.
Now, why is $15 the dividing line, though, John? It's sort of, I mean, that's not arbitrary. You and Dottie have both said this. So what's the difference, really, between what I'm getting for, say, $20 as opposed to $6.99?
We've done tastings over many years. We do our tastings blind, and it always turns out to be this really deep difference between under and over. Not that those under $15 aren't delightful, but the ones over $15 tend to get more care. They might actually these days have a little Cabernet Sauvignon or some Merlot blended into them, giving some extra oomph to the Sangiovese grape, which is the basis of Chianti. So what you're getting is a wine that just has the combination of the liveliness that's kind of good for summer and the heaviness that's good for winter, making it the perfect transition wine. But there are others.
And if you want to go with white wines, Viognier is a great wine for this kind of weather because it's got some heft to it. It's got some weight. We often say that it's like chicken soup. It's kind of heavy and comforting at the same time.
Now tell us where Viognier comes from first, John.
It's a wine that originally is from the Rhone Valley of France, but over the past 5-6 years, American winemakers have really been having a tremendous amount of success with it. It's the kind of white wine that red wine lovers would really enjoy because of its weight and heaviness.
Dottie, if you were going to recommend a good, everyday kind of transition wine, a kind of Chianti that we could find in stores across the country, what would you recommend? And then tell me what you'd recommend if the boss was coming to dinner and you wanted to turn it up a couple of notches.
Well, I think probably Beaujolais would fit the first bill. Everyone can find Georges de Buff Beaujolais, and you should look for the 2002 vintage. Nobody doesn't like Beaujolais. It's just mouth-popping, and it goes with all sorts of foods.
In terms of your boss coming over, it really would be a good idea to go upscale to $25, $30 and get a really fine Chianti. Ruffino, Antinori are always good names to look for, but there are so many good names out there, and they're good buys too, like Castello d'Ama or Triaca. The great thing about this is that it will really impress your boss, not just because it'll taste delicious, but because your boss will think, what a risk taker to serve me Chianti, and not only that, but I love it.
And if I serve him two bottles of it, I'll have lovely candlestick holders after it's gone and he's gone home.
And probably a raise the next day.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Dorothy Gator and John Brescher write the Tastings column for the Wall Street Journal, and they're the authors of the Wall Street Journal Guide to Wine, New and Improved.